Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. When Rivka was leaving her home, she got a bracha that we give today to Kalas. Achoseinu ati l'alfei revava, v'yar zarech et shar son av. That's what's said. It rings a bell. There's another bracha that was just in the end of the Akedah, the Avram Avinu, v'yarash zarecha et shar oivav. Is there any correlation between these two avtachas? According to the Rashi and the Rashbam, it's not only a correlation, it's quoting it. There's a reference made to the Haftocha given at the Akedah, and it's being repeated now. If that's the case, how do you explain the discrepancy between Oivav and Soinav? Avram Avinu was told, V'yirash Zarecha et Shar Oivav, and Rivka was told, V'yirash Zarech et Shar Soinav. An easy way to make a simon, Avram was with the Aleph, and Oivav is also with the Aleph, so that's enough already of a simon. And Rivka is a Resh, it's pretty close to Shin, which is Soinav. That's not so gishmak, that second one. Okay. So Ramesh Shapir Zatzal said something gewaldic. And it's based on a Maharal, also I'll show you in a minute. What's the difference between Oyev and Soinav? So there's a pasuk in Chumash that we all know by heart that you have the two of them one after another. Says Rashi, "Vayafutzu oivecha hamechunasin, convene together, vayanusu misanecha elu harotfin." That's what Rashi. Rashi was bothered, obviously, by this question. What's the difference between Oyev and Soinah? So Rashi says, Oyev means Mechunasim, and Soinah means Roitvim. What does that mean? Explain to Moshe, Oyev is on the Mishkal in Dikduk, like Ohev, to love. Just love means that two people like to be with each other. Oyev is they cannot be with each other. But if one's here and one's there, and they just meet each other occasionally, that's fine. There's no personality clash when they just meet each other randomly. But the problem is when they're together. There's a friction when they're together. That's called oyev, hamechunasim, when they're together. Sonecha has nothing to do with being together. Even if they're 1,000 miles apart, one will still have such animosity towards the other, they'll get up and run after him. That's what Rashi means, elo haroifim. Interesting to note that Rashi's dibur hamatchil is not just the word oivecha versus misanecha, even though that's what he's bothered by, but the word before each one, vayafutzu oivecha, vayanusu misanecha. Why is Rashi putting those verbs into the Dibur HaMatchil? Because these verbs really shed a light what these words mean. Vayafutzu means to disperse. That means what was the situation before? They were convened together. And vayanusu means they should flee the other way. That means before they were running after you. The verbs attached to these nouns shed a light what these nouns are about. Interesting, if you think about Lashon HaKodesh, you have a po'el and pa'ul. You have ohev, ahuv, shover, shavur, shomer, shamur, sone, sanu, oyev. You don't have a word ayuv. No such word. Why not? If it's a po'el, and it is a po'el, why don't you have a pole? Well, if it's a friction between two, so it's not, they're both equally involved. Not one's active and one's passive. They're rubbing each other the wrong way. When two things rub each other, it's done by both. So there is no word in Lashon HaKodesh for ayuv. Okay? When Rav Moshe explained, Esav is called a soine. Ba'alocha she'esav soine liyakov. Yishmael, it says in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, in Perek Kavches and Perek Memches, that he is called an Oyev. And if you look at the biblical figures of Esav and Yishmael, you see that this phenomenon clearly as well. Yishmael had a problem when he was together with Yitzchak. They were throwing arrows. He was throwing arrows at him. But once Yishmael was expelled, we don't hear from him anymore. Esav, even when Yaakov ran away, he sent Eliphaz after him. Running after someone, that's Soine. And the grandson of Esav called Amalek, the first time he started with us was Vayavo Amalek, Vayelachem Yisrael Bufidim. He came from a far away. And if you look at the history of Am Yisrael for the last 90 years, it's mamash clear. What's the issue that we have with the Arabs, the Palestinians? We're both sitting on the same piece of land. But if Herzl would have had his way, that the Jewish state would have been in Uganda and the Arabs in Palestine. Well, I got a better idea. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael and the Arabs in Uganda, it wouldn't have been a problem. The problem is that we're in the same buses, on the same shops, on the same restaurants. We're there. We're intertwined with each other. But look what happened in the 1940s. What happened in the 1940s was that Hitler, Yimach Shmo v'Zichro, ran after Jews who were thousands of miles away from his home. What did he have to do with Polish Jewry? Nothing. But he got up and ran after them. That's called Soyna. Okay. Now, let's conclude. In Har Maria, the recipient of the bracha is Avram. Who came out of Avram? Yitzchak and Yishmael. So the bracha is Yerush Zarcha, which is Yitzchak, and Shar Oibab, which is Yishmael. But when the bracha is being said over to Rivka, it's being updated, because who are the two that came out of Rivka? Yaakov and Esav. So there, Yerush Zarach, Zarech et Shar Soinav. The difference between Oibav, it is the same bracha, but the difference between Oibav and Soinav is, when it's dealing with Yishmael, it's called Oibav. And as we're dealing with Esav, it's called Soinav. Okay, Rabbi said, meaning the one who wrote this pasuk saw way in advance that we're going to have two arch enemies, Yishmael and Esav, which the Maharal always speaks about these two. In the beginning of Ner Mitzvah, always about these two. And he saw in advance that one will be an Oyev and one will be a Soina. Kol Tov.